Let's do another live call. This one will be with Catherine. If you remember, she is the lady who previously had a bad experience with MLM.
Hello?
Is this Catherine?
It is.
Catherine, Tim Sells calling you again.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
So did you do your homework?
I did.
You did? Uh-huh. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't want to break my promise. Usually when I tell someone I'm going to do something, I do it, so.
I get that.
Yeah.
I really do. I kind of get that from you.
Okay.
And so did you kind of see anything in there that made logical sense to you?
Well, yeah, it all did, and it was very interesting because I never considered, I really did think that the people in a multi-level, you know, the people at the top made more compensation than people at the bottom, you know, and you think at this point, why would I even waste my time? So that was a kind of a fallacy that I had. And it actually piqued my interest. I was surprised because I, to tell you the truth, I didn't think, I was being nice to you. I mean, not that I'm trying to pretend, but I really didn't think it would move me from my position, and it kind of did.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
So what was the part that made, like, the most sense to you that you went, oh?
Mr. King actually had a formula. You didn't seem like you were just going off the cuff and it wasn't a pep rally. And you actually seemed to have some method behind your madness. And so, yeah, I mean, it's definitely got my interest. I mean, are you going to be training me? Because I would need someone to train me.
What I basically talked to her about was the training I would provide for her. I walked her through every step I would do with her. Remember, when handling the MLM objection, you put all the emphasis on training, so I wasn't surprised when she brought up training. All right, I'm just going to play several calls back to back for you. Some of the calls I cut short just because we headed off talking about odd subjects are something where I didn't think it will be of any value to you. Pay close attention to how I communicate at the level of the person I'm talking to, as well as how I always follow the same procedure on each call, and that it is the procedure I outline to you. So enjoy these calls.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jan?
It is Jan speaking.
Ah, Jan, I'm so sorry. This is Tim Sells calling you. I spoke to you last night.
Oh, Tim Sells, yes. I remember you.
Yes, all right. So did you see my... the website?
I did.
And yes. What did you think of the flash?
It was very nice. Very well done.
Good.
Good job, yes.
It's a good technology.
Yes.
You ever work with flash?
Two times, yeah. Two times I have been doing a couple projects here and there.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm very familiar with flash, yeah. Flash is nice.
I love working with flash.
You work with flash?
A little bit. I know the program. Not kept up with it since its last revision, but yeah, I program a little bit in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you think of the content? Did you watch both movies?
I only watched the one that you mentioned. I know, actually both. Yeah, both. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, it was very impressive. Very, very nice. It's nice. It's interesting how people spend money. Eh?
Yes.
In different. Categories, huh?
Yes.
People who had no money, people who had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. What was, like, your favorite part?
I think the one that have different breaks, you know, like brackets, different, it's like a parameter.
Right.
Do you remember that one?
Yes.
That piece, it's very interesting.
So had you been exposed to network marketing before?
No.
And so you like the part where I describe four levels deep?
Yes, that's it.
And then I compared that to a regular company where the top person, the CEO, gets paid off the efforts of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Did you pick up the part in the very beginning of Brilliant Compensation where I talked about what trends are driving the economy and I discussed the basketball through the garden hose and that if you can get in front of that basketball, then that's where you make the most amount of money.
Okay.
Remember that part?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And the basketball represents the 76 million baby boomers.
Right.
Wow. And it's really a billion people worldwide because we're in a world market right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's our market now.
Yeah, everything is marketing right now. Yeah, right.
If you can get in front of what a billion people want, then that's the way to create a lot of income.
Mm-hmm.
The particular trend that I'm taking advantage of is the trend as it relates to health and wellness.
Right.
Because what you told me that you wanted was more time with your family, right?
Correct.
And you want to spend time with your children and be there and things like that. Well, the way that you do it, logically, it's only the logical way to do, to look at this, is to get in front of one of those big trends. We're taking advantage of the trend having to do with health.
Okay.
And what we specifically do is...
And how about if we can continue talking in this topic? I'm at work right now, and I cannot really talk to...
So you'd love to talk about it, but you can't because you're at work.
Right, at this moment, yes.
How about
if we do that tomorrow or this evening?
Okay, let's talk tonight. What's a good time for you tonight?
How about if you give me your phone number? Yeah, I got your phone number inside.
Okay.
Right? And I give you a call.
Okay, about what time? Because I have several different things to do tonight and want to time it right. What's a good time?
When the kids go to bed, it's around 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Okay? Yeah.
That'll work for me.
Okay.
Okay, right. I will expect your call at right at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, all right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.